This nation long time hath been clayed with old rats, and been at great charges to keep them good cats. One great black rat now has it doth appear, put a fair woman in bodily fear. But he being in hast was taken at last. Woman was glad when the danger was past. But certain you shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat. Good morrow, fair mistress, good morrow, quoth she. I would we were better acquainted, quoth he. You may, if you please, sir, the woman replied, for why my poor spirit is free from all pride. He gave her a shilling, the woman seemed willing, then strayed the old rat, and the mouse fell a billing. But certain you shall have no need of a cat, come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat. Then on to the tavern they went with all speed, and there they were wanderers merry indeed. The old rat was hungry and aimed at her fall. The woman was honest and crafty withal. He called her his honey and proffered her money. What should an old mongrel do with a young cunny? But certain you shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat. He praised her foot and he praised her hand, and fain he would have her now at his command. She told him her husband was gone out of town, and he should lie with her all night for a crown. A crown he did give her, which well did relieve her, and so the old daughter was forced to believe her. But certain you shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat. I'll lay the key under the door, sir, quoth she, and then about midnight you may come to me. Alas, mistress sweet lips, you do me great wrong, for I am not able to tarry so long. My neighbors, quoth she, takes notice of me. When they are asleep, then the business must be. But certain you shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat. Then by much persuasion at length they did part, and she took her leave of her old new sweetheart. She went to her husband and straight did declare it, who laughed most heartily when he did hear it. He highly commends her, and thus much befriends her, that he with assistance behold now attends her. But certain you shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat. Husband, quoth she, if by me you'll be ruled, by me this old daughter again shall be fooled. When he a night comes for to make me his whore, he'll grope with his hand for the key of the door. A mousetrap there set, oh, do not forget, and there you may catch him and teach him more wit. But certain we shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat. He did then, according as she him advised, a better project was never devised. Peters the post then came posting with speed, and there he was catched by the fingers indeed. His fingers were torn, which made him to roar. The He called to the woman to show him some pity, and there he sung forth the most pitiful ditty. The man he made answer and called him sweet honey. Quoth he, "Art thou come for to bring me more money? Some money I'll give thee if thou wilt relieve me, and for my offenses now freely forgive me. But certain you shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat." 5 pounds he did give him, and fell on his knees. He asked him forgiveness, which when the man sees, he draws out his sword then, and makes him believe he'd cut off his head now, which made him to grieve. "But I did heard say this rat run away, and did through fear his breeches bewray. But certain we shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat." Peters the postman next day did lament, and all the sweet sisters were much discontent. He might have had any of them at command, without any trouble the case so did stand. These sweet babes of grace told him to his face, for hunting strange flesh they would him displace. "But certain we shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat." All you married men now rejoice you and say, "Our wives are all honest and teach us a way. If they so continue to keep our heads clear from horns which a many do causelessly fear, and you that make traps, 'twill be your good haps to flourish if woman do scape private claps. But certain you shall have no need of a cat. Come buy a new mousetrap to catch an old rat." Now all you good women that lead honest lives, and would be accounted to be honest wives, if you in the street do meet such a knave, tell him at home, sir,